Topic 3.14 is to explain how a phenotype is the result of an interaction between genotype and the environment. Examples: animal hair colour, human height, monoamine oxidase A, MAOA, and cancers. But the data on the relative contributions of genes and environment is often difficult to interpret. The phenotype is the physical and chemical characteristics of an organism. Phenotype is affected by genotype and environment, can also be affected by something we refer to as epigenetics, which is a really interesting topic. If you're looking for an extension, go and look up what epigenetics is all about. So overall, phenotype can be affected in different ratios by genotype and environment. Okay. An example is the lac operon, which the genes for the lactase enzymes are transcribed only when the environmental condition of lactose being present is the case. Okay, so if lactose is present, then lactose binds to the repressor protein, so the repressor protein doesn't bind to the operator site, and the genes for lactase are transcribed. If lactose is not present, then there's no lactose to bind with the repressor protein. The repressor protein binds to the operator, blocking RNA polymerase, and the genes for the lactases are not transcribed. Now, genes can also interact with the environment on a temperature basis. Siamese cats have a defective form of an enzyme called tyrosinase. Now, you've looked at tyrosinase a little when we've looked at albinism in topic 2. Tyrosinase catalyzes the conversion of the protein tyrosine to a pigment melanin. So in some cats, the defective tyrosinase is only active at temperatures below body temperature. At normal body temperature, this enzyme is inactivated. What this means is that the cat is white or cream everywhere else except the tips of its ears, its nose, its paws, and its tail, which are the extremities, so they're often slightly below normal body temperature. So hair colour can be affected by that. Epistasis is an interaction between two genes, nothing to do with the environment. However, if a gene is present to make pigment, then having another gene that controls the extent of that pigment will only be expressed with if the gene for pigment is expressed. So if the animal does not have the gene that codes for expression of pigment, then it doesn't matter whether, say, the animal has the brown allele or black allele, the animal's not going to have any pigment at all. Okay. X chromosome inactivation is also another way that animal colour can be changed. In cats, the X chromosome is inactivated. In fact, in all animals, the X chromosome is inactivated. In cats, it contains the pigment. So cats can have a sort of tortoiseshell coat if they are female and heterozygous for the black allele and the ginger allele. Monoamine oxidase A, MAOA, is an enzyme that breaks down serotonin, noradrenaline, and dopamine. A study was carried out that discovered that people who had a defective form of this MAOA, so did not break down the serotonin and other neurotransmitters, were aggressive and psychopathic. They discovered that how the people behaved later in their life had an effect or was affected by high MAOA versus low MAOA activity and maltreatment, so an environmental condition. You'll have looked at the studies that had vastly overlapping error bars and small data sets, so you need to think about whether this study is completely reliable. However, it certainly appears that low MAOA activity can be affected or can have an effect on conduct in later life, especially if someone has been abused. Cancer is uncontrollable cell division. It can have environmental triggers, and that's about that.